In another hit to the trust between police and citizens, it has emerged that more than 400 Gauteng police officers are under investigation for various crimes. MEC for Community Safety, Faith Mathebuko, says around 459 police officers have criminal cases against them, which range from reckless and negligent driving to attempted murder, robbery and domestic violence. The information was revealed in a written reply to questions tabled by DA's Michael Shackleton in the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. Michael, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, and to yourself and to your listeners as well, and thank you very much for having me on the show.
Thank you for joining us. Michael, this is definitely not the message that citizens need to hear, that those supposed to protect them themselves face criminal charges.
Yes, absolutely. In the answers to these questions, we also learnt that I'm actually not sure whether it was an officer or two, but amongst the charges were assisting criminals to escape from prison, as well as domestic violence. And I think that it is highly possible that there are police officers listening right now that are honest, that are professional, that genuinely do their best to help citizens every day. But if you and we are genuinely grateful for such people, but it has been shown year after year in recent times that the SAPS is in fact the least trusted of all government entities across the length and breadth of South Africa. And for the longest time now, the DA has been calling for an honest and professional police service. And you have to ask, obviously, if the police are committing crimes themselves, what is the point of having a police service?
Yes, so that really begs the question that when police officers face domestic violence charges, how can they protect women and children who look at the police for protection when being abused in their own homes?
It's absolutely shocking. I mean, these are the very people that are meant to be setting the example for how the rest of us should live and be obviously protecting women and children from such abusers.
Even more concerning is that the three stations have the most offenders, that being the Tsakane police station, the Krugersdorp police station, the Benoni and Ekpoort, neck and neck with a number of police officers under investigation.
Yeah, that's certainly alarming. I think that's why we honestly have taken this to the media, that upon receiving these answers, we could have kept this to ourselves, but I think that ultimately there are numerous ways of placing pressure on the SAPS provincially and nationally, and on the MEC Faith Mathebuko and on the provincial police commissioner to ensure that these type of things don't happen ever again. And I think it is extremely sad that I think at this time of development in our modern history, at this time of condemning gender-based violence, at this level of technological advancement, of legal advancement and so on, that we're still dealing with problems like this, which I think should be, there clearly should be some kind of mechanism to resolve these things that would be effective, that would have been developed over the past, let's say, 100 years or so. I mean, when we asked these questions, out of the 459 SAPS officers that currently have cases open against them as we speak, we asked how many people are currently on suspension, and we were told the number is four. And how many cases were finalized in the previous financial year? The answer was only 11, and out of these 11, six resulted in convictions. Now, obviously, something is happening here where this is an incredibly slow process, for starters, but it doesn't create a lot of confidence in the police. And I think any member of the public listening to us now would have to ask themselves, if six out of 459 cases are resulting in convictions, what really are the chances of these 459 ever being fully convicted of anything, really?
Yes, it is certainly very, very slim and very, very unlikely. So, Michael, what needs to really happen to stop the rot to change the tide on this?
Well, I do think we need an absolute overhaul of the police service. SAPS is a national government competency, and time again in national elections, the DA has called for an honest and professional police service. It has a whole policy regarding how to do that. We in the DA say that the police certainly has too many chiefs and too few Indians. And what we mean by that is that, I'm not sure if you're aware, but over the next 3 years, even taking the violent looting in KZN and Gauteng into account this year in July, over the next 3 years, the number of SAPS officers is going to still decrease. And whilst the people up at the top, those posts are not decreased, or at least substantially, and really there has to be clearly some sort of inculcation perhaps of certain values and principles about what it means to be a police officer. It's meant to be someone that is able to be trusted by any member of the community. I mean, at its core level, it's who you turn to for help, it's who you turn to for protection. We know that IPID, which is the independent inspectorate, it's meant to be independent of the police and is meant to deal with cases of police brutality. And we know that they are dramatically under-resourced. If they finalize only a few cases per year, they are actually happy, and they say that it's a remarkable success because they are so incredibly underfunded and under-resourced. And clearly every aspect of the police service has to be overhauled, where there's been excessive violence, where people have been murdered for doing almost absolutely nothing. I think that we all know, cases like Marikana. We know that COPE member that was shot in the street a few years back, Andres Tatane, just for arguing with the police. And I think the most blatant case recently had to be during the lockdown here in Alexandra in Gauteng. A man was drinking a can of beer in his own yard, and the police killed him. I mean, it's absolutely shocking. I think there has to be, a complete overhaul, but certainly people have to be instilled with certain values and principles. And that is not to say that no police officer has values and principles. As I've said,
yes.
I'm sure that a police officer could be listening to us right now that is genuinely, very, very helpful and in their community and extremely selfless. But matters like this and what has been laid to the fore for the public to see year on year, month after month, by the South African Police Service across the length and breadth of South Africa certainly doesn't inspire any confidence whatsoever.
Absolutely, yes. An overhaul certainly needs to take place. Michael, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you for reaching out, and I hope to be on your show again.
That's an absolute pleasure. Go well. Bye-bye. Have a lovely evening.
Keep well. Keep safe. Thank you.
Yes, so that is the situation. 400-odd police officers having charges against them. How does it make you feel that one of them could be called out to your home? And tying that in with the incident that took place in Pretoria where the police officer shot the man, it just gives a bad picture of police officers.